Foot washing is a practice of some Christians during Holy Week. My grandfather tells the story of when he was a boy and his cousin and him got up to some mischief before a foot washing service. And back in those days, the women wore long black stockings and long dresses so that even their ankles would not show. So the night before, they somehow got their mom's black stockings and filled them with coal soot. When they had the foot washing service, it was the men washed the feet of the men, the women washed the feet of the other women in the congregation. She took off her socks. There were those black, dirty feet. And so he got punished quite severely for that. Sort of a humorous story. But the practice of foot washing comes from something that Jesus did. Let's read about it in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, and Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and went to God, he rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and wrapped it about himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then came he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, do you wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do, you do not understand now, but you shall understand afterwards. Peter said unto him, You shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash you not, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needs not except to wash his feet, but is clean in every bit. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and taken his garments and was sat down again, he said unto them, Know you what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. People wore sandals in those days. They were sort of like what we call flip-flops with a strap around the heel to keep them from flipping and flopping, but their feet would get quite dirty. And so it was a practice of hospitality when you came into a house that the people of the house would wash your feet, or if you came into your own home, family members would do it. It would be the lowest member of the family if you did not have a servant. And so it was very lowly and menial work, very humbling. None of these disciples wanted to humble themselves to serve each other and to do that ordinary hospitality of washing off the dusty feet of their companions. So Jesus did it for them to show them that in the church, we are here to serve each other from the greatest among us, from the very leader of the church down to the most humble of members. We are to serve each other and we are to let others serve us and receive a blessing in that way. And Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would make me a servant. Make me a servant of my brothers, of my sisters. Lord, I pray that you would give me the grace as well to let others serve me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.